Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of trusting in the Lord's provision and unfailing love, rather than relying on man's strength as it leads to barrenness and desolation. Today's Bible passage is from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 to 6. Thus says the Lord, "Cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He's like a barren bush in the wasteland that enjoys no change of season, but stands in lava beds in the wilderness, a land salty and uninhabited." That's Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 to 6.
In today's passage, God speaks to his people about the dangers of relying on human beings and trusting in the strength of our own flesh. It is a powerful reminder for us to examine where we place our trust and confidence. Do we put our faith in our own achievements? Do we find security in our bank balances, our abilities, or the provision of our government? Or do we trust in the Lord wholeheartedly and rely on his unfailing love and promised provision? The imagery used to describe those who trust in human strength is quite striking. God compares such individuals to barren bushes in the wasteland, plants that never experience the change of seasons. These bushes stand in lava beds in a salty and uninhabited land, a desolate and lifeless place. This is the destiny of those who trust in human beings and turn their hearts away from God. It is easy to fall into the trap of relying on our own abilities or the accomplishments of others. We live in a world that constantly tells us we must be self-sufficient and successful. However, the reality is that our strength is limited and temporary. The works of man are fleeting and transient. Instead, we are called to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. We are to place our hope in his unfailing love and promised provision. When we put our faith in God, we tap into an unlimited source of strength and wisdom. We rely on the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who knows the beginning from the end. He is the sustainer and provider of our lives. Trusting in the Lord doesn't mean we become passive or lazy. It means that we recognize where our true strength comes from. It means surrendering our plans and ambitions to God's plans and purposes. It means seeking his guidance and wisdom in all that we do. So let's make a conscious decision today to put our trust in the Lord and not in the works of man. Let's not place our confidence in our own abilities or the accomplishments of others. Instead, let's anchor our hope in the unfailing love and promised provision of our God. He is the one who will never fail us. He is the one who will lead us through the wilderness and into the promised land.
Let's close with a prayer. Loving Father, as we reflect on your word today, we are reminded of the dangers of placing our trust in human strength and accomplishments. Help us, Lord, to examine our hearts and where we place our confidence. Forgive us, Father, for the times we have relied on our own abilities or the achievements of others. Teach us to trust in you wholeheartedly, knowing that your love and provision never fail. We acknowledge, Lord, that our strength is limited and temporary, but yours is eternal and boundless. Help us to surrender our plans and ambitions to your divine will, seeking your guidance and wisdom in all that we do. May we be like trees planted by streams of water, firmly rooted in your unfailing love and nourished by your promises. Lead us, Lord, through every season of life and guide us into the abundant life you have promised. In your mercy, Lord, grant us the grace to trust in you alone, forsaking the fleeting assurances of this world. For you alone are our rock and our salvation, the one in whom we place our hope. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Goodbye, and thank you for sharing this time of reflection together. May blessings of peace, guidance, and strength be with you always.